I'm Chris.
I'm Buddy.
And I'm Kara, and welcome to the Business Experience.
Now it's time to meet your hosts. Dr. Chris Alexander has founded over 5 businesses. Kara Turner is the founder of a B2B marketing agency. And Buddy Powers has perfected the product development and commercialization process. Let's get into the episode.
So we are in the ice cream shop today.
With ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like a third dessert I've eaten today, and it's only like 1:30.
Oh my gosh, I swear that I had a 1,000 calorie piece of cake earlier, and it was worth every single calorie.
Absolutely.
So we have a fun topic today. We are going to talk about finding a business mentor. So, and meeting with them often. So I think sometimes people do have mentors, but they don't see them as regularly as they should. And I feel like all three of us had mentors. My 2 mentors are right here.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Don't you feel special, buddy?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you think my mom's going to get offended by that comment?
No.
She might like it. She's probably glad somebody else gets to be your mentor.
She's probably like, get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. You're somebody else's problem now.
So I was doing a little research on this topic, and I found it very interesting that 70% of small businesses that receive mentoring survive past 5 years, which is twice the rate of those who don't have mentoring relationships. But even more surprising is only 25% of small businesses have a mentor.
So
you're kind of setting yourself up for failure from the beginning if you don't have one.
Yep.
So, Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about how this topic has affected your life and maybe some of the mentors you had in your life?
So Karen and I were talking earlier. I went to Texas A&M. I was in the Corps of Cadets, and really I love my time at A&M. But one of the things that I learned early on is you got to watch a lot of people who are good leaders and people who are bad leaders. And so we had a military advisor, Captain Knight, who said, boys, he said, one day when you get older, he said, you're going to watch people. And he goes, if you see stuff in their life that you like, make sure that you adopt it in your own life. He said, but if there's things that you see in other people that you don't want in your own life, make sure that you don't do that. So I would say I've kind of looked at, you know, guys that I've kind of been under, and I've looked at things I really like about them, what makes them a good leader. And then there's other things, you know, people that may not, I call them maybe an anti-mentor. I just like, I do not want to be like that person. So I think it's really important to kind of get a framework, but you know, you have to choose your mentor, right? And so I think it's super important is you need to kind of figure out who you want to be, and then you look for people that become that person. So like, for example, if you want to be successful in business, you need to look for people who've been successful in business, not some guy that's, you know, tanked business 18 times. Like with family, you know, it's like I'm a dad, and my dad was a great role model. In fact, he turned 79 today, so dad, give you a little shout out. He was a great mentor, and he and mom been married, you know, over 50 years, and so he's a good model. So mentors have been really important in my life, and I'm kind of at the stage now where the tables are turned and now I'm becoming a mentor. But I think in order to be a mentor, you probably need to have been mentored at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good.
Buddy, what about you?
Yeah, mentors have had a big impact on my career, my life in general. I didn't even realize it at the time, though. When I first started getting, you know, the mentoring initially in my career, especially with some of the goals and the sales objectives that I was faced with, there was a lot of pressure on growth and developing business and business strategies. And so I didn't realize that people around me were very knowledgeable in that field. And whatever stages I was in terms of the type of company I was working for, every step along the way, I was able to find a mentor that helped me get into that process of where I was in with this business and how to move it along in improve sales. In particular, one mentor, you know, I've been very blessed and fortunate with mentors, but one in particular, we move close together in Katy, Texas. And so to your point about consistently meeting, I was riding to work with him every day. So, and there's a few points that I do want to, you know, that I, you know, want to point out with him that he taught me was there's always you know, a personal side to mentoring. It's terms of the why are you doing things. They need to understand that they need to be connected to that, and why that's important for me is that, you know, when we look at our families and the time that we spend away from them, you know, there's got to be a purpose to that. And, you know, and it's got to be very clear to your wife and kids, for me, example, for my example, because, you know, there's always a sacrifice that you make when you're away from your family. You're always traveling. You're diving into work. You're pushing away from, you know, events or something like that. And you have to go write a proposal or do quotes and purchase orders and things like that. So, you know, going further into it, I think it's also important that he taught me that you need to have a balance. You need to have mentors that are not only your mentoring, but peers. And then also, and this gentleman was obviously much older than me, and I'll talk a little bit about him later, but anyway.
So growing up, my dad always told me, you don't bring people up, they bring you down, which I think is a good rule of thumb, especially for kids.
Yeah.
So I think it's really great to have a mentor who's going to help bring you up. And I never had a mentor until this point in my life. So it's really interesting to see the ideas that both of y'all bring to me. Mm. Or if I'm talking about something and you say, have you tried this? And so I think it's super helpful to have someone who has more experience talk to you about those sort of things.
Right, right.
And I like what you said about a mentor. You don't want them only to have business mentoring, you want it to be a personal mentor too.
That's right.
So you have to surround yourself with both people who are doing well in business, mm-hmm. but also have the kind of values that you want in your personal life.
Yep. Yeah, it really separates the differences between coaching and managing and mentoring. So I experienced this. I'm walking in life in this stage. This is what I did when I was your age. And, mm-hmm. you know, you don't get that from a coach. Your coach is trying to challenge you, yeah. make it where, you know, it's kind of difficult, you know, and so that you're being challenged by that, you know, KPI or whatever yeah. they're put in front
Key
of you.
Key performance indicator.
Yeah.
For those that don't know our acronyms.
Sorry.
So, buddy, you said that you had a specific role model, or not role model, sorry, mentor. I guess they're a role model too.
Sure, absolutely.
That affected your life. Tell us more about that person.
Yeah, so in sales, you have a lot of pressure, right? And so the pressure is not just from work and meeting numbers and mm-hmm. all of those things. It's also the family life. And I was blessed to have four kids. My wife... and I have four kids in a 6-year window. And the mentor I had gravitated toward that because he had the same. He had a boy and three girls. He was older, 70 years old, and his name is Ray Lewis, and he is an icon in the pipeline industry. I didn't know it at the time, but so when we moved close to each other, we worked in the same business park, the two companies that we worked for, and we got to spend a lot of time while I-10 was being constructed.
Wow. I-10 West. So y'all commuted, I mean,
yes.
carpool. That's awesome.
And so, and even... many people came up to me and said, I wish I could have been in the car with you. You know, I wish I was, you know, able to spend that hour and a half with Ray Lewis. You know, and there was a lot of times, weeks that, especially during the holidays when we were around the office more, and we would, you know, spend time talking about the industry, what our place is, what you know, from a sales perspective, what are we trying to do when we go meet clients, the personalities of different clients. But I always remember one time I was in, I jumped in the car and I had a long night, you know, with four kids. Sometimes you don't get a lot of sleep, and I was complaining a little bit.
Whining.
And my life is so rough, and poor me. When he kind of stopped the car and he said, look, buddy, I don't know how to tell you this, but I still hear my kids upstairs. I wish they were upstairs. Mm-hmm. And he really just said, look, appreciate where you are in your life. Yeah. And that kind of thing, you know, that type of situation was happening also with my business side, whether I was upset with, you know, the expectations, or maybe at that time I was transitioning into management. And it was invaluable for me, that not only the points that he made, but how he made them.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Chris, I think we know who affected you in your current role.
Yep.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say possibly Joe Fowler.
That's a pretty good guess, Kara. In fact, he was here last Friday.
Yes.
In fact, we're shooting on Friday and he was here. So I got at A&M in 93 and moved to Houston and started working for this consulting company. And there's this gentleman named Joe Fowler that, interestingly enough, I grew up hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to grad school with my dad, and just kind of immediately fell in love with Joe. I mean, extremely successful, but, you know, very humble. And, you know, I just kind of looked in my life and where I wanted to be from a business standpoint. Also loved his wife and three kids, and now he's got 9 grandkids. Just a really good role model. And, you know, I think one of the things, too, Buddy, you mentioned is that role models help bring perspective.
Yeah.
You know, because one of the things, or mentors, we keep mixing the words up, don't we?
Well, but, just call them the same.
And they really kind of are, yeah. Right? Because a mentor is someone that you want to be like, and a role model is someone that's basically is already doing what you want to do. So there's a couple of people. So Joe's at the top of the list, just in terms of really kind of helping me. Just how do leaders lead? You know, how do you do sales? How do you manage people? I always have to bring a book. So the book today for our listeners is Leaders Eat Less Last by Simon Sinek. And it is a great book. And I kind of saw that with Joe, is that he put other people in front of himself. And at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we got to the top of the hill, but we were all there together. We knew Joe was the one who was leading us. There was another gentleman that really impacted me. You know, I've got degrees in mechanical engineering. I really like being an engineer, but I met this guy named Fred Wilson, and Fred, buddy knows Fred. Fred passed away a few years ago. And Fred was this little sales guy from Pasadena, Texas, and he could sell ice to an Eskimo. And he just loved, and he loved to read. So he kind of instilled in me a love for business. I mean, I didn't grow up, my dad's a college professor. I don't have an MBA, I don't have a business degree, but I started reading, and he really opened that up. Matter of fact, here's another book we'll talk about in the next one, but this is one that Fred gave to me. So probably, you know, probably 5% of the books I have in my library, Fred really instilled that in me. So I kind of think about, if you take Fred Wilson and Joe Fowler out of my life at 53 years of age, I'd be a very different person. And that's the role of a mentor. When a mentor can step into your life and really kind of change the trajectory or really motivate you to become who you want to become, that's a good mentor. And you're in all of our lives, you're not going to have like 20 mentors. You're probably going to have 2 or 3 people that have a really profound impact on your life.
That's a great point.
Yes, I agree. That was you with me.
I appreciate that.
Didn't have a job. I was like, I want to work, but I don't know what I want to do. And you said, well, come work for me and we'll figure it out. And here we are.
We figured most of it out.
Yes.
And the fun part's when you haven't figured out. But once again, a mentor helps you do that, right? Because I think sometimes we put all this pressure on ourselves. That's like, I got to have this figured out. And the mentor's like, no, you don't, right? I didn't have that figured out at your age. I don't even have it figured out at my age, but we'll figure out how to do that. So there's that calming presence that the mentor brings for you.
Yes, I agree. We all need that in our lives.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Some days more than others.
So talking about finding a mentor, we're going to talk about a practical step that one of our listeners could do to maybe find a mentor. And I would say to just think about how you want to be, what you want to be, and start looking for people who emulate that. So if you want to be a business owner, then finding someone who owns a business that's successful. If you want to be a mom, like finding a mom who you just really respect and spending time with her. I think there's a lot to be said for writing down what you want and going to find someone like that.
Right.
So what do you think someone could do?
You know, I think a real practical advice is, and I think the reason the statistics show that most people don't have mentors is you have to be humble, right? You have to be willing. I mean, with you and Ray and me and Joe and even Fred to an extent, you have to be willing. It's like, I don't have this all together, right? And so there's this level of vulnerability that for some reason as human beings, and especially men, right? It's like, I've got it all together, and you kind of this macho. It winds up working against you, right? So my advice would be, number one, I think Kara hit the nail on the head. You need to figure out who you want to become, or maybe who God wants you to become. But then once you do that, you got to be willing to admit, it's like, I don't understand this, and I'm struggling with this area. So that vulnerability and that willing to admit you don't have it figured out helps you figure out how to get it figured out.
Do you think, Benny?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably put it in a different way, but it's the same concept of alignment of your internal values and the why you come to work, because that's the sustaining thing. The money, the authority, the productivity, all of that stuff is kind of fleeting. It's really, do you have a passion? What are your passions? And find that person that can help you with that. And I believe that the mentee needs needs to have questions and really put some effort into it. I was fortunate. I only got it afterwards that was a great opportunity to be mentored. Mm-hmm. So I was very fortunate for that.
Yes. Perfect. Well, thank y'all so much for your input on this. I think it was a really great topic.
Yeah, thank you.
Join us for our next podcast where we will be talking about anticipating your customers' needs and making sure that you are ahead of that and get our advice on that. I think both of y'all have really great opinions.
We'll find out.
Yes.
Should be interesting.
Yeah. See y'all next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.